help the United States, a strong United States economically, prosperous economically, and finally, a United States able to govern itself, strong internally, can play the role.
Yeah.
So there we begin with that. Now we come to your domestic. I don't mention the foreign things first, but to put the other in context, because the whole point is, it begs the question to say, we should change our priorities. There are some who say our first priority should be our national defense and our policy abroad. And there are others who say our first priority must be our problems at home. And the point is, you have both or you have neither. You can't be strong for you. It doesn't make any difference to have all these goodies at home if you're not able to defend them. And it doesn't do any good. And you're not going to be able to meet priorities abroad if you're weak and torn apart at home. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, we come then to the health of America at home. In order for America to play this role, it is essential that the American people go forward on, frankly, I must say, the disappointing beginnings we've had in the field of reform. I say the disappointing. We've done a hell of a lot. The education, even that's a little bit to sit off the post office. But we made a few moves here. We'll have a volunteer army, for example, which isn't bad. That's related to the message. But these are only beginnings. For the most part, whether it's welfare reform, whether it's revenue sharing, whether it's government reorganization, whether it's a new health, whether it's in any of these areas, we find that because of a recalcitrant Congress, somebody who said that the American Revolution would happen to it ran into an old American Congress. The difficulty is because of these things, we find that the United States still faces a very significant